Overton on the run after the rebound is Olmstead. Olmstead gives it up ahead to Weiss, and he's going to look on the left wing here for Ayton. Ayton gives it to Brady. Now driving up is going to be Olmstead. Olmstead's shot, lays it up and in. That is a tough leaner. 21 points in the game for Zach Olmstead.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line in Kearney as the Overton Eagles battle the Axtell Wildcats. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the Sports Club.
So Benson hasn't crossed the timeline. He dribbles on that right sideline, still has it. Clinch, pressure. They get it now to Runge. Runge in the lane, a little floater up and good. Bryce Runge, nice and strong with the basketball.
It's the third meeting of the year for these two Fort Kearney Conference rivals. Overton has won both meetings, but Axtell took them to overtime in the conference tournament. Overton made last year's state finals, while Axtell is back in D1 after playing in the C2 consolation game at state the last 2 years. It's the Eagles and the Wildcats coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney Catholic High School as the state basketball, a trip to the state basketball tournament is on the line here tonight as a couple of Fort Kearney Conference rivals are hooking up here at Cope Coliseum. It's Axtell taking on Overton. Overton last year finished as the state runner-up in Class C1. Axtell 1 year ago, they were in Class C2, and they finished in third place. So a couple of teams that know how to win, know how to make it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln, and they will hook up here in Kearney with a trip to state on the line. To take a look at this game on paper, you certainly would say that Overton would be the odds-on favorite. The Eagles come in at 18-4. Axtell is 13-9. They have hooked up two times, once in the regular season and once in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and both times Overton came away with the win in the regular season. A game played in Overton, it was the Eagles winning by 26, 76-50. But when they played in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they went to overtime before Axtell fell in overtime 62-49. That overtime dominated. That 4 minutes of basketball really dominated by Overton. But Axtell, as we mentioned, pushed them to overtime. And both these two teams really feel like if they play their best game, they can win here. Axtell is not coming in scared. Overton has been playing pretty darn good basketball. They have only one loss since the 14th of January, and that came to Pleasanton in the conference championship game, a game that really went down to the wire, even though it ended up being a five-point game. Meanwhile, Axtell, a team that's 13-9, as you would probably guess, at 13-9, there's a little up and down to their season, but they have won five straight after their last game where they lost to Overton in the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals. And so won five straight, and including wins in the sub-districts against Silver Lake and Kennesaw, won both those games relatively comfortably, and Overton got here in the semis of the in the semifinals and in the sub-district finals against Elm Creek and Elwood, respectively, and they won both of those games very, very comfortably. So on paper, you'd say Overton would be the favorite, but Axtell did not come here to not give it their absolute best. And we'll find out how that is going to look. We'll do that when we continue with more of the New Tech C3 game show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Eagles and the Wildcats. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And let's give you the starting lineups. As you mentioned, this a couple of familiar opponents to each other. They're conference rivals. They met in the regular season, and, of course, they met in the conference tournament, and a game that went to overtime before Overton was able to kind of distance themselves a little bit. We'll begin, first of all, for the Eagles. They will be the visiting team. They will be in their road blue uniforms with the white numbers, letters, a little bit of black trim on the side as well. And here's the starting lineup for the Eagles. Matthew Aiton is a 5'11 sophomore. He'll start with Dallas Bavard. He's 5'10 and a junior. Grady Weiss, the 6 foot tall senior, will start with Zach Olmstead, 5'11 and a senior. And Jacob Olmstead, the 6'2 junior, will make the start for head coach Jay Stair. Now for the Axtell Wildcats, their starters look like this. Heath Anderberry, a 5'8 senior. He's averaging right at 5 points and about five rebounds per ball game. He'll start with Jordan Miller, who's a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 6.6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Bryce Runge, a 6'1 senior, is averaging 19 points and about 11 rebounds a game. Brandon Benson, the 5'11 junior, is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Eric Lundeen, the 6'3 senior, is averaging 8.6 points and 5.8 rebounds a game for head coach Andy Klepper and the Axtell Wildcats. Again, for Axtell, it's Anderberry, Miller, Runge, Benson, and Lundeen. And for Overton, their starters are Aiton, Bavard, Reese, Olmstead, and Olmstead. Your starting lineup is brought to you by the Better Bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services to complement the way you live. So, whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The Better Bank is just simply better. And we're just about ready to have the starters announced for both teams here at Cope Coliseum. And we will remind you that we have coverage of basketball on our sister stations as well. Over on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it's Pleasanton and Sargent in Class D2. Their D2-4 district final is being played in Loup City, and Doug Duda will have the call on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and on KLIQ FM 94.5 The Breeze. Tonight, D2 action as well in Stromsburg as Giltner is taking on Lindsay Holy Family. And, of course, we'll have coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament for you as well. Sandy Creek and Centura will be on both the Breeze and on Classic 88.9 FM on Thursday as the girls' state basketball tournament, obviously right around the corner. And a reminder for you that all the state championship games, both boys and girls, will be heard right here on the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska on ESPN 1460 in Kearney, over to Axtell, and also on ESPN 1550. Located in Hastings. So, reminder for you that we have plenty of high school basketball. You're home for high school basketball right here on the ESPN Superstation. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Eagles and the Wildcats right after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic High School as the non-starters being introduced right now for the Overton Eagles, and then the non-starters will be announced here for Axtell. As we mentioned, Axtell will be the home team. They will be in their home white uniforms with the purple numbers, letters, and trim. So, again, these two teams, thanks to some upsets a little bit higher in the ranks in terms of wildcard points, really neither one of these two teams has the opportunity of coming out of here with a wild card. So both these two teams understand that they've really got to play well. Otherwise, it's time to go home. And neither one of these two teams really want to run into that situation where they have to hang up the sneakers for the rest of, in some of the cases, for the rest of their careers. So both these two teams really want to kind of get things going here and make sure that they play pretty good basketball. So, again, the lineup for these two teams, as we mentioned, it's Aiden Bavard, Weiss Olmstead, and Olmstead for Overton, and Axtell, Anderberry, Miller, Runge, Simpson, and Lundeen. And in talking with head coach of Overton, Jay Stair, before the game, he said he's really, really happy with how his team has been consistent defensively over the last five or six games, really since about halftime, he said, of the Fort Kearney Conference Finals, where his team, he felt, really kind of found themselves after they were down behind big in that basketball game. And now he's very happy with how his team has been consistent defensively, and that really does make a big difference, because sometimes when you're playing well because you're shooting, and then you don't shoot so well, and then you don't look so good. So one thing is consistent is if you can rebound well and you play defense, you're going to be in pretty good shape. But one of the issues is that last time these two teams played in the conference tournament, Axtell did a great job of rebounding the basketball. And if they're going to win here tonight, that's going to be something they're going to have to do. They're going to have to play good defense, and they're going to have to rebound very, very well. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes. And then out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're just about ready to go. All the introductions have been made. Last-minute instructions being given by Overton head coach Jay Stair and Andy Klepper of Axtell, and they're ready to go. Stair's done a little bit earlier than Klepper, so Overton is already near the jump circle and stretching out just a little bit more is Jacob Olmstead, getting all ready to go to jump center circle here. Around shaking hands, going to be Bryce Runge, and Runge's going to go into the backcourt. Doing the jumping will be Brandon Benson. So Benson against Olmquist for the jump, and the ball is in the air. We are underway, and the tip is controlled by the Overton Eagles. So the Eagles have possession of the basketball to start the ball game here, and they're working into the offensive zone, giving it for Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead has the ball knocked right back in his hands by Runge. Pass through the lane and out. Weiss has it. Enter pass on the inside, and it's knocked out of bounds by a hustling Brandon Benson. Nice job by Brenson, collapsing down on that baseline, and he was able to knock the ball out of bounds. Overton will inbound underneath their own basket. 5 second count's going on. You just have to toss it in. They get it in for Ayton, and Ayton will give the basketball out for Bavard. Back to Ayton. They leave him open for three, and he hits the three. Matthew Ayton, cool, calm, and collected. He drains the three-pointer, and we've got an early lead here for the Overton Eagles. They lead it 3-0, and they're trying to trap the ball on the far side, but dribbling through it is Benson. Benson drives, shot no good. Ayton pulls down the rebound, and here come the Eagles. Quickly up court, they get it to Bavard. His shot no good. Offensive rebound in underneath by Zach Olmstead. His jumper now good. Got the rebound. Couldn't get the tip to fall, and then was able to keep working and hit a little fadeaway from about 4 feet away. So a quick 5-0 start here. Driving the lane is going to be Anderberry. Anderberry, tough layup, no good. Runge with the rebound and the bucket. give credit for Anderberry for entering the ball in low on the hard drive. And now the offensive set is going to be Grady Weiss. Weiss will give it for Ayton. Ayton well behind the three-point arc. Gives it now top of the key for Bavard. Bavard will let people cycle through. Use his dribble. Give it right side for Zach Olmstead. Off the screen, getting it is Weiss. His three is no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Runge, his second rebound of the game. Offensive rebound, last trip down the court. That has resulted in Axtell's first points of the ball game. 6:15 to go here, quarter number one, and it is 5-2. Overton with lead, Axtell with the basketball. Pass stolen away, bad pass, and it's intercepted by Weiss. Weiss will lead the break, lay it off the glass, it's up and in. Off the turnover, a bucket here for Overton, and Axtell, long pass up ahead. Nice catch by Anderberry. Anderberry has to flip it back to Miller, though. Anderberry got in trouble because he was led too far, and you get it on the baseline. Eric Lundeen, nice soft little floater, and he hits his first shot of the ball game, and it's 7-4. 3-point lead for Overton. They've got the basketball, and Ayton is going to give it off on the left side for Weiss, and they're going to direct traffic. Right now, the Wildcats, a little sagging man-to-man here. Driving is Olmstead. He gets it on the baseline. Jumper by Zach Olmstead is good. Give Jacob the assist, and Zach Olmstead with the bucket. Just a little four-foot pass, and then a little six-foot shot. Runge will drive the lane, bounce pass to Benson. Benson will drive. It's up and good. Nice bounce pass to Benson on the baseline. He drove right in, and he cuts the lead right down to one possession again. Quickly up court, left-handed layup by Bavard, up and good. Overton picking up the pace here offensively, and Axtell has been able to run and kind of keep with them. That lead just keeps going between 5 and 3 points as these two teams are answering back, and a little collision there. Runge hit the turf. And Anderberry will drive, get the ball in underneath. Jumper by Lundeen, no good. Rebound taken out by Ayton. Ayton pass up ahead to Bavard. His drive on the baseline, it's going to be a charge in underneath. Stepping in and collecting the charge was Heath Anderberry. Nice job by Anderberry. And Bavard whistle for the personal foul, the offensive foul. Often referred to as a charge and referred appropriately as such. Benson will get the inbounds here for Axtell. He's facing a little full court pressure here by Weiss, and we got a timeout. Quick timeout here by Andy Klepper. His team is down 11-6 with 4:24 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout, Axtell. We're back after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Best of luck to the Axtell Wildcats from all of us at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance of Axtell.
Well, Overton started the game on a 5-0 run, and that's been the distance we've kind of maintained from that point on. Neither team has really, you know, we've traded buckets, so it's changed, but it's been about that point here. Anderberry will drive. He'll take it. Has it blocked by Olmstead. Jacob Olmstead with the block. Out to Brady. Weiss, nice pass on the inside shot, and a block on the other end. And last touch by Axtell. Block on the other end by Lundeen. And so we exchange blocks, and it will be Overton basketball. So inbounded here for Ayton. Ayton well behind the three-point arc. We are exactly midway through quarter number one. And a little screen, but fighting his way through it is going to be Runge. Still with the dribble is Ayton. And Ayton, work it back around here. A little zone being put on. A little matchup it looks like. And with the dribble is Weiss. Weiss off the screen, 5-second count. Yeah, nice job by Anderberry fighting through a little screen there. And Grady Weiss wasn't able to shake the defender, and that's a 5-second call against Overton. So nice job there by Axtell of fighting through the screen. And now the offensive zone come the Wildcats. On the dribble here is Benson. Benson, he gets a little screen from Runge. He'll drive into the lane, little floater up and good. Benson with 4 points in the game, and that'll cut the lead down to three. It's 8-11, Overton with a three-point lead and the basketball. Pretty good pressure put on by number three, Enderberry. He knocks the ball loose, but Aiton comes up with it. He'll drive the baseline. He is hit on the arm as he puts up the shot. He will go line and shoot two. The foul is going to be on Enderberry, and that'll be his first, team's first. And the first trip at the line here in the first quarter for Overton. And Enderberry's free throw is good. Enderberry started the game with a three-pointer. Now he has four in the game. Second free throw, in and out, and then back in. It rattled in and out, and then when it came out, it went backwards, hit the glass, and came right back in. For Axtell, Carter Rush is going to check into the ballgame. He's in for Eric Lundeen. Tossing in the ball is going to be the Wildcats. And Miller will bring it in the offensive zone with the pass to Benson. Benson gets the ball back out here for Runge. Runge going to direct traffic. Gets a little screen. And he'll ball fake it. Kick it out for Miller. Miller on the right side. About a 10-foot jumper. Too strong. Offensive rebound Rush. And Rush puts it up and in. Shot went a little long. And Carter Rush was right there for the offensive rebound and the bucket. And again, that lead is cut down to three. We've gone down from 5 to 3 points most of this first quarter. Overton has led throughout, and they'll try to add to their lead here. They lead by three, top of the key with it. Weiss, he'll fire a three, in and out, no good. And up high for the rebound is Bryce Runge, his third rebound of the game. Runge, behind the back dribble, has it behind the arc, drives the lane, steps through. Gets it to Benson. Benson was open for the three, but he'll give it to Enderberry. Enters it down low for Runge. Runge, nice drive. He'll score. Nice run. Nice little roll there by Runge. Got the ball, though. Ball fake one way and drilled in underneath, and he makes it a one-point ball game. Law pass down low, up high. Jacob Olmstead had it knocked away. It's a steal. Benson comes up with it, and Benson is going to be shut down, so he'll get the ball to Runge. Brings it across the timeline. Chance for Axtell to take their first lead of the game. They trail it 13-12, and a little screen set by Enderberry. On the dribble is Runge. Runge, left side, will fire a fading three. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Miller. Miller puts up the shot. It will not fall. Coming out with a rebound is Grady Weiss, and he's going to drive all the way in. His shot's no good, and a foul on the rebound. We're going to have a push whistled on Overton. I believe that'll be on, have to be on Aiton. Yes, it is. That'll be his first personal foul. Jacob Jensen going to check in here for the Eagles. And Zach Olmstead sitting next to head coach Jay Stair with a minute 31 to go here in the first quarter. Again, Overton has led throughout. They lead it right now 13-12 and a timeout for the Wildcats. They're having trouble inbounding it, and they had to call the timeout. We'll take it with them. Minute 31 to go here in the first. One-point game back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School as Axtell, forced by some pretty good pressure by Overton, to call the timeout. And they're still talking strategy a little bit, how to handle this pressure for Overton. 5-second count was going on. They almost turned the ball over, and Brandon Benson now is going to toss the ball in here, and he has it knocked out of bounds by Bavard. So he stepped in the passing lane, but ran out of real estate over there. Checking back in here for Axtell is going to be Lundeen. Lundeen's going to come in here for Enderberry. So one of the guards is out, one of the big men back in. And for Overton, Zach Olmstead is going to come in for Aiton. So they're going to match that up. Because Lundeen is going to be covered by Olmstead right now, and the inbounds will go to Axtell's Jordan Miller. And Miller, facing man-to-man, brings it across against Bavard, dribbles between his legs, has in the offensive zone, uses up his dribble, and he'll get the ball out for Runge. Runge drives the baseline, lobs it in underneath, and the ball is picked up by Lundeen, and Lundeen will score. give an assist by Runge to Lundeen. He drove and kind of did a little hook pass right through the middle of the lane, and Lundeen was ready for it, and it's the first lead of the game here for Axtell. Entry pass on the baseline. With it is Jensen. Jensen's shot won't fall, and up high for the rebound is Rush. Rush pulls down the rebound with 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Jensen in the offensive zone has the dribble. Pulls up from the free throw line. Back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound, Lundeen. He can't come up with it. And coming down there was Bavard. And then Bavard was fouled from behind. Right now, Pleasanton leads Sargent 11-7 at the end of one quarter play in the D2 district final being played in Loup Cider. And the foul, by the way, was on Miller. That is his first. 33 seconds to go here. Quarter number one. And Axtell has the lead, but Overton has the basketball. Henson gives it top of the circle. Now they'll kick it right side here for Bavard. And he'll get the ball back out for Olmstead. That's Zach Olmstead to Bavard, who swings it back around. With it now is Weiss. Weiss has the dribble. He'll take it off of one screen, tries to throw it down low, and Axtell reads it. Stolen by Runge. Another turnover by Overton. And it's a chance for Axtell to add to the lead. 1 second left. Long three at the buzzer, and it is no good. So one is in the books, and Axtell has the lead. They lead it 14-13. We're back after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic, a one-point ball game after one quarter of play. It is Axtell with a 14-13 advantage over Overton, and Axtell will have possession of the basketball to start the second quarter here. And Bryce Runge played very, very well in that first quarter. He's got 4 points and also 4 rebounds here in the game. And the ball being knocked out of bounds, but they're going to say Zach Olmstead committed the foul. And that'll be the first foul on Olmstead. 13 foul whistled against the Eagles. Inbounds for Bryce Runge. Runge done a little bit of everything. Strong kid, doing a little job of rebounding, playing a little point guard as well. He'll drive, kick it out for Lundeen. He'll fire a three, no good. And the rebound taken out there by the Eagles. Flying out there with it is Ayton. And Ayton will bring in the offensive zone. Now kick it out for Weiss. Weiss will give it up on the right wing. With it is Jacob Jensen. Jensen gives it off. Now he'll set a screen after passing it to Zach Olmstead. Back inside for Jensen, and Jensen will score. Nice entry pass inside for Jacob Jensen. The pass was made by Weiss from the top of the key, and Jensen is able to give Overton the lead once again. Runge takes it to the elbow. He'll flip the ball back out for Benson. Benson will drive. Bounce pass out for Anderberry. He'll get it on the baseline. The drive by Benson. Swatted out of it. Saved over there after the swat. Weiss came up with a loose ball after the swat by Olmstead. And now with the basketball is Jacob Olmstead. And he puts up a wild-looking shot that is an air ball and out of bounds. Jacob Olmstead yet to score in the game. And that jumper on that left side, he was well covered, and he missed everything. So here comes Axtell in the offensive zone. Jordan Miller kicked the ball right back out to Benson. Benson with 6.5 left, gives it to Anderberry on the right side. And again, Overton going man-to-man. They switch there, and they dribble out of bounds. Enderberry tried to dribble around Zach Olmstead, and Enderberry stepped on the sideline. So turnover Axtell. And now the Eagles will inbound it. They face a little bit of pressure, but Jacob Jensen comes to the aid of Ayton, and Ayton now will give the basketball to Bavard. Bavard well behind the three-point arc. Will kick it for Olmstead. With the dribble is Jake. Jacob will lob it inside. Nice pass. And Jacob Jensen. Bunny won't fall. Oh, my. Great pass right underneath. And then Jordan Miller pulls down the rebound. That was a great look for Overton, and they just couldn't get it to fall. Pass on that right side. With it is Anderberry. Anderberry gives the top of the circle for Lundeen. Enters it down low. Another block by Olmstead, but the loose ball is picked up. Shot will not fall. And coming up with it here is Jensen. Jensen gives it right side for Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead kicks it out. Thinking about it is Ayton, but he'll give the basketball to Olmstead. Olmstead bounce pass on the inside. Not a good pass. And it is knocked away, and it'll be a turnover. Coming up with a loose ball is going to be Benson. It was actually knocked away by Miller. And now with the dribble is Benson. Benson looks on the baseline. Nothing happening there. Kicks it out for Runge, who is about 35 feet away from the basket. He gets a little screen. Dribbling is Runge. And they're going to double-team him. Kick it out for Lundeen. He'll fire the three. Back the iron and no good. Nobody there. The rebound is pulled down by Lundeen. Another three. That one won't fall for Miller. And finally, Overton ends the possession. Pulling down the rebound, finally, was Jacob Olmstead. Law pass in the corner. Jumper, no good. Rebound, tip, but into the hands of Miller. Miller on the run. Miller's going to lay it up, and good. Outrunning everybody was Jordan Miller. And it will be Axtell back on top, 16-15. 4:35 to go. With the dribble is Ayton. Ayton drives the lane, and he is fouled. He was on his way through the lane. I think he was looking to pass. But they're going to say two shots. He ended up passing it, but obviously, Groverton, you'll argue that he passed it because it was ripped out of his hands because of the foul. In any event, Ayton was in the air, so it's probably legitimate that he shoots two free throws. The first two is no good. Runge called for the foul. That's now three team fouls whistled on Axtell. Five have been called against Overton. 4.5 to go, second quarter. And Matthew Ayton is at the line. His free throw, no good. Point guard missed a couple of free throws, and Runge will pull down the rebound. They work the ball up ahead, and they'll kick it out for Benson. Benson's going to spin in the lane, has a shot blocked, and then taken by Bavard. Bavard with the block and the rebound, all in one swell fell swoop. And he has the ball, and it's going to be a reach listed on Bryce Runge. That'll be the second on Runge. Runge knocked the ball loose momentarily and then reached way across the body for that second reach, and that's the one that was called the foul. Lees gets the inbound, so gives for Tanner Ryan, who checked in just a little bit ago. Ryan gives the top of the circle for Zach Olmstead, trying to enter it inside. Nice job by Ryan catching the ball, and then he has it stolen away from him by Brandon Benson. So they force the turnover. Long pass up ahead, tipped by Overton, but Runge comes up with it, and Runge runs into Overton. Runs into Zach Olmstead, and that's going to be his second. Nobody had position there. Bryce Runge was running around, that's for sure, but the defensive player did not have the position, so the contact goes against Zach Olmstead. That'll be his second personal foul. Checking in here for the Eagles, going to be Jacob Jensen. And in for Axtell, Eric Lundeen. So Axtell will inbound underneath their own basket here. And they're going to lob it in the lane for Rush. Rush shot up and good. Rush up there high, shooting over Jacob Jensen. He's got about 4 or 5 inches on him, and he used that height to his advantage. Now Jensen gets it on the right wing. Now kicks it out for Weiss. Weiss will drive. Nice bounce pass. Then a foul in underneath. Nice bounce pass for Tanner Ryan. And Ryan, when he got fouled. There was no chance of a three-point play. They ripped both of his arms. The foul on Brandon Benson, that is his first. So Ryan will shoot two here, and the free throw is up and good. 3-point lead. A moment is the largest of the game here for Axtell, but that's been cut down by Tanner Ryan, who hits both free throws. And they steal the inbound. The steal by Ryan. He'll lay it up and in. Tanner Ryan takes the steal and then lays it up and in. Kind of went back like he was going to draw back on defense, cycled back around, stepped in the passing lane, made the interception, and then laid it up and in. Here comes Axtell with the basketball. We'll kick it left side for Anderberry. Anderberry in the lane, runs into Overton. There's no charge there. Falling like a bag of flour was Jacob Jensen. Jensen does not get the charge call, but he does force Axtell into a walk. In any event, it will be Overton basketball. So 3:10 to go here in the second quarter. Axtell's going to throw one of them back. They had six players out on the court. And now Overton will inbound it. They toss the basketball in here for Ayton. And Ayton facing some pressure from Anderberry. Miller wanted to come up a full team, but his man moved, so they'll get the ball to Ryan. Ryan will drive. His shot's no good for Overton. And the rebound by Runge. Runge with five rebounds here in the first half. And across the timeline with the dribble is Miller. He'll get the ball back out here for Runge with 2:45 to go before halftime. Right side, Runge has it. And his pass is tipped, and Lundin's got it. He'll give it for Miller. Miller enters it in, and there's going to be a hold whistled on Tanner Ryan. So Ryan whistled for the foul, and that is now five team fouls against both Overton and Axtell. So the Wildcats will inbound it. Runge tosses it in. Now Runge gets it back. He'll fire a three. It's a little bit too strong. We got a foul on the rebound. Runge 0 for 3 from behind the arc, but and then there's a foul on the rebound here for Axtell. The push whistled on Carter Rush. So now 16 fouls against Axtell. So right now Overton is in the bonus as they bring in the offensive zone. Reese will give it off right wing for Ryan. And Ryan's pass on the inside is knocked away by Carter Rush. Jacob Olmstead checking back in for Overton. And for Axtell, Brandon Benson joins the fray with 2:20 to go. Inbounded for Overton. It's Jacob Olmstead. He's got it. Takes it to the free throw line. Finds an open area. His defender fell down. His jumper's no good. Rebound tipped to Bavard. Bavard can't get the shot to fall. Puts up a shot again as it goes in the hands of Jensen. Jensen puts up a shot. It won't fall. And finally, Runge comes up with it. He passes up ahead to Miller. Miller drives. Shot no good. And is saved underneath into the hands of Rush. Rush with the jumper, no good. And finally, the rebound by Overton. Ayton pulls it down, and he'll dribble through a little bit of pressure. Kicks it up ahead to Bavard. Bavard now looks to the inside. He'll give it off of a screen to Grady Weiss. Weiss gets it underneath to Jensen. Jensen off glass will score. I don't think anybody had their hands on the basketball more than about 2 seconds during that entire stretch. Good ball movement by both teams. And now Axtell back on offense. They're down by three, and with the basketball is Runge. Runge throws it in the corner. They'll double-team over there as Miller had it. He'll get the ball right back out for Runge. Runge to Benson. Benson drives the baseline out for Runge. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. We're tied at 21 with a minute 03 to go here before halftime. Reese will drive the lane, has the ball stripped, somehow gets it, gives it on the baseline for Jacob Olmstead, and Olmstead comes up with it. The ball was knocked out of his hands by Benson, but then Reese was able to pick it up and find Olmstead for the baseline J. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side by Reese as they were dribbling down that right sideline, and Lundin's going to come in here for Axtell. 41.5 to go before halftime. And they're just going to lob it in the backcourt. Runge will have it. And Runge will bring it into the offensive zone. We'll see whether or not they want to milk the clock or if the pressure by hold it too strong. Driving is Runge. Runge all the way in. Wow, what a drive. He lays it up and in to tie things at 23. Thought maybe they might want to milk the clock for the last shot. With it is Reese. Reese will kick into the corner. Here's Ayton for three. Short. Rebound by Bavard. Bavard will give it out. Here's the three. Good by Brady Weiss. 6 seconds left. With the basketball, Runge. Runge dribbles to pressure. Shoots it from 35 feet away. Back to the iron and no good. That last second three-pointer by Brady Weiss gives Overton a three-point lead. It's 26-23 at intermission as Overton Eagles with a three-point lead hitting a shot in the final few seconds. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. We are at halftime as the Overton Eagles dance team performing here at intermission with the Eagles leading this one 26-23 over Axtell. And we'll check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Overton. Very balanced scoring for them as they've got seven kids that have already scored here in the ballgame. They've got a couple of guys with 5 points. Matthew Aiden's got five here in the ballgame, also five for Brady Weiss. He hit that late three-pointer. The first three-pointer by the Eagles since the early stages of the game. They only hit two three-pointers here in the first half. They haven't really shot the ball a lot from behind the arc. In any event, they've got five from Ayton, five from Weiss, and then off the bench, Jacob Jensen. He's got 4 points. Tanner Ryan also with 4 points off the bench. Zach Olmstead with four. Jacob Olmstead has two. And Dallas Bavard with 2 points here at intermission. And again, at intermission is Overton 26, Axtell 23, and we'll check the numbers for the Wildcats when we come back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here is the Axtell dance team. Now they have the floor, and their basketball team trailing here at intermission to Overton 26-23. Let's check the numbers for the Wildcats. Leading the way is Bryce Runge. Runge hit a three-pointer in that second quarter. He's got 9 points in the game, the only three-pointer of the first half for Axtell, hit by Runge. As I mentioned, he's got 9. After that, 4 points for Brandon Benson, 4 points for Eric Lundeen. Carter Rush off the bench has 2 points, and also 2 points for Jordan Miller. Unofficially, I have Axtell being 1 out of 7 from the 3-point line and beyond. Overton is 2 of 4. So Overton really hasn't shot that many times from behind the arc, and they're shooting right at 50%, being 2 of 4. Axtell, 1 of 7 from behind the arc unofficially as a team. Once again, here at intermission, it is Overton with a 26-23 lead over Axtell. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame. Let me try that again. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the other action that's going on around the state here in Class D. We'll do that, and we'll update you on the Pleasanton score. We'll do that as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Best of luck to the Axtell Wildcats from all of us at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance of Axtell.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Here's what's happening across the state in Class D1. Your district finals have BDS versus Osceola in District 1, West Point Central Catholic versus Omaha Nation, Cedar Valley versus West Boyd, and here in District 5, it is Axtell trailing at halftime to Overton. The Eagles lead at 26-23. D1-3, Randolph versus Osmond, and the other district has Sandhills Thredford taking on Crawford. And that game is at 6:30 Central Time, as they're actually playing in the Mountain Time Zone, but my notes here are based on Central Time. In Class D2, Sterling versus Parkview Christian. It's Lindsay Holy Family versus Giltner. Why Not versus St. Mary's. Brady versus Juanita Palisade. Mullen versus Hay Springs. And the one game I have a score for them in Class D2, it is Pleasanton leading Sargent by a score of 25-13 at halftime. That game is on our sister station on 98.9 FM. And here at the intermission, it's 26-23 as Overton has a thin lead over Axtell. Axtell did lead at one point by as many as 3 at 18-15, and Overton has led several times by a score of 5. They led by 5 many times. They build a 5-0 lead, and then we switch buckets much of the early stages of the first quarter. So a 5-point lead for Axtell, a 5-point lead for Overton, their largest lead of the game. Axtell has led by as many as 3. So for the most part, this has been a pretty tight ball game, as witnessed by the fact it's a 3-point game here at intermission. Turnovers, it's Overton. They've turned the ball over 5 times. Axtell unofficially with 4 turnovers in the game. And so that'll be something both teams, neither team has really had a huge advantage of. And we'll see whether or not that continues when we come back with the third quarter right after this.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, unofficially in that first half, I had Axtell with 12 rebounds, Overton with 11. And again, both coaches told me before the game that rebounding probably a fairly important aspect. It's been pretty even for these two teams. And we'll see whether or not that continues. As the score has been close, as we said, the largest lead either team's had is Overton's led by 5 a few times. Axtell has led by as many as 3. Overton will have possession of the basketball to start the third quarter here. They bring it into the offensive zone. And with the dribble is going to be Ayton. Ayton watching people move around as everybody cycles through. He'll give it to Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead from the free throw line. He'll kick right side for Weiss. He'll fire a 3. In and out. No good. And the rebound by Lundeen. And we've got a foul. Excuse me, not foul, but a ball knocked out of bounds. And it was last touch by Overton as they're trying to pressure things a little bit here. Anderberry has it. He has it on the far sideline. Still has his dribble. He's picked up by Olmstead. Anderberry uses up his dribble. And Olmstead just about tied him up. And the bounce pass in the lane. Jumper by Miller. No good. Rebound by Rush, who starts the second half. And Rush leans it up and in. Carter Rush, offensive rebound and bucket, makes it a one-point ball game here in the early stages of the third. Weiss in the offensive zone. We'll kick on the right side here for Zach Olmstead. Off the screen to Bavard. Around the perimeter, Weiss has it. From the elbow, we'll kick it out. Here's Bavard for 3, and he hits the 3. And the officials get together here. And they have a stoppage. I wonder if they were going to call it a 3-pointer. I think one official had it. Actually, I think two of the officials had it being a 3-pointer, and one did not raise his arm. So they stopped things to discuss it, and that is a 3-pointer. That's what I thought, and they got it right, in my opinion. Benson will bring the offensive zone. You know, if the officials get together and they huddle up, you'll live with whatever they decide as long as they talk about it. Benson drives the baseline, and he is shut off. He'll get the ball out here for Miller. Miller, hand in his face. Good pressure put on it. It's stolen away. Ayton comes up with a loose ball. He has it knocked away from behind, but it's going to be Overton basketball in underneath. Running the floor and knocked the ball loose was Jordan Miller. And that was Ayton benefited from the ball being knocked loose, I believe, by Olmstead. Might have been Weiss over there. They were both cycling through. Off the inbounds, it's Olmstead underneath, and he's fouled. Jacob Olmstead coming in off that screen, cycling around. And now he'll go a line and shoot 2. The foul is going to be on Miller. That's his second, first of the second half here against the Axtell Wildcats, who trail it 29-25. The free throw is up and good. So Olmstead pushes that lead back out to 5. They lead it 30-25. And again, this will equal their largest lead. And now it's a little bit bigger, 31-25. Olmstead hits both free throws, got 4 points in the game. And Miller will bring it into the offensive zone. Driving the baseline, Miller floats, shot, no good. Tipped, goes in the hands of Runge. Runge is picked up defensively, and the loose ball is picked up by Ayton after the miss. Ayton tries to get it up to Olmstead, led him a little bit too far, and that'll be a turnover on Overton. They're trying to run the floor. They threw the ball a little bit too far up court. And that'll be a turnover. Tossing it in is Anderberry, and it's stolen away by Ayton. Shot, no good. Gets his own rebound underneath, and we're going to have a hold whistle on Axtell. And now that Overton defense is starting to frustrate the Wildcats a little bit, but they have not been able to push out that lead. If Axtell can weather the storm here a little bit, we'll see what happens. We're going to get a timeout here for Axtell. Axtell wants to circle the wagons just a little bit. They trail it 31-25, 6:08 to go here in the third. We're back after this.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
price.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
After forcing the turnover, Overton will now inbound the basketball underneath their own hoop. Weiss is going to inbound it. He's got Bavard open if he wants him, but he finds a man in underneath, and that's Olsen, who lays it up and in. Nice little screen there, and Overton on the inbound scores easily, and Runge now will face a little bit of pressure here from Weiss. Runge brings in the offensive zone, kicks right wing for Benson. Benson floater gets it in for Runge. Runge swatted out of bounds by Jacob Olmstead, his third block of the game. They had six blocks for the Overton Eagles and one for Axtell. Tossing it in is going to be Runge. It did go out of bounds, and now Runge will get the ball handed back to him. He's got it top of the key. Picked up defensively. This pass is going to be knocked away by Olmstead. Jacob Olmstead able to swat it away. And it goes out of bounds on the sideline. Axtell, by the way, this pressure is forcing them to call three timeouts. They only have two timeouts left. We've got 5:40 to go here, third quarter. 8-point lead for Overton. Driving here is Runge. Runge has it stolen away. Coming out of there with it is Bavard. Bavard will slow down a little bit, and he'll get the basketball back out here for Aiton. Aiton's going to direct traffic. Kick on the right side for Bavard. On the baseline with it now is Zach Olmstead. Looking for someone to pass to. Kicks it out for Weiss. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And the rebound by Aiton. They're going to say it actually hit the wire up top there, and that'll be out of bounds. And you can see that wire moving just a little bit. So that'll be out of bounds. Team rebound here for Axtell as they inbound it. Anderberry down by eight, brings it across the timeline. He had a little trouble with the dribble, has it on the baseline. Nice pass in underneath, and the shot's up good for Eric Lundin. That'll stop the bleeding a little bit here for Axtell. They're down by six. Driving the baseline, Olmstead gets it inside, shot up by Zach, is good. Give the assist to Jacob as Zach hits the shot, and that'll push the lead back out to eight. This will equal their largest lead of the game. Anderberry in the offensive zone, Olmstead knocked it loose, but it's picked up by Benson. Benson will drive, and it's out of bounds. The ball loose, and Eric Lundin did a good job of saving it, but when he saved it, it went out of bounds on the sideline. So Axtell still turns the ball over, but it wasn't for a lack of effort. Long pass up ahead to Zach Olmstead. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound by Anderberry, and Anderberry is fouled. 4:17 to go here, third quarter, and it's an 8-point lead for Overton. That's the second foul on Matthew Aiton. And he's going to come out of the ball game. Anderberry will inbound a check at Aiton, still out there. My apologies. Anderberry on that far sideline, and they walked with it. Good job by Aiton forcing Anderberry into the turnover. He came over to talk to Jace Dare. I thought he was leaving the game. He just said, I'm going to go get him, coach, and he sure did. Bavard will bring it across the timeline here for the Eagles. And they'll get it off on the left side. Eagles kind of flying high right now. They'll get it out to Bavard. Bavard facing a little zone, will kick on the left side for Olmstead. Olmstead on the baseline, jumper, no good. Rebound tipped, but into the hands of Eric Lundin. Lundin gives it to Runge. Runge lost it, still has his dribble though. He's used it up, and he'll bounce pass it for Anderberry. Anderberry on the baseline, bounce pass off the shoe top to the teammate, and into the hands of Zach Olmstead. And Olmstead will hand the basketball to Jacob Olmstead. Jake will kick left side, Bavard. They leave him alone. He's going to shoot a three. It is short, and the rebound taken out there by Lundin. So up ahead here, right side, long three by Runge. That hits the top of the stand after that high bounce out the back of the iron. The cable that holds the basket about 10 feet above the iron. And that'll be out of bounds. And the basketball belongs to Overton. They'll get it to Ayton. Weiss and Olmstead and Ayton out there right now with the basketball. Weiss cycling through is Jacob Jensen. Jensen gets the ball now on the baseline. He'll kick it back out for Ayton. Ayton, they leave him alone. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Three-pointer for Overton, and that'll push their lead out to 11, and it's stolen by number 11. Matthew Ayton comes up with it. And right now, Overton is exerting their will. Top of the key, Olmstead drives, loses the ball, and there's going to be a foul. The loose ball, Olmstead stopped to pick it up, but after a ball fake, he was landed on by Jordan Miller. And Miller's going to be whistled for the push. And had the ball not gone out of bounds, I'm not so sure they would have called that foul, but you can't penalize Overton for being pushed by Axtell, and that's why the ball went out of bounds. They've let him play. They haven't called really ticky-tack. That's probably the most ticky-tack foul we've seen today, but it's the right call because the ball went out of bounds, and you don't punish Overton for losing the ball after it was forced out of bounds by Axtell because of the foul. They're wiping up some sweat, and they're talking to a few players to make sure that everybody stays cool, calm, and collected out there, and Weiss will inbound it. He gets it in to Jacob Jensen. Jensen gives it. Olmstead will drive. Kicks for Ayton. Ayton, skip pass, Weiss for three, hits the three. Grady Weiss drains the three, and it's a 14-point lead. And they are on it. Bounce pass in the lane, Rush loses the ball, and it'll be a travel. In the quarter, Axtell has scored only 4 points compared to 15. They're on a 15-4 run here in the quarter. And we got a timeout, Axtell. They have one left, but the future is now if you're the Axtell Wildcats. Actually, Overton's going to call the timeout. Timeout, Overton. They lead it 41-27 with 2:22 to go in the third. We're back after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Well, welcome back here. It is timeout Overton, so still four timeouts left for the Eagles, and two are left for Axtell. And Jay Stair wanted to fine-tune things. Maybe he's taking the press off. I don't know. We'll find out here. It's next trip because right now Overton is inbounding the basketball. And Bavard to toss it in. He gets it in the hands of Brady Weiss. Axtell now, they've got to go full-court pressure with the dribble is Weiss. Weiss loses the ball in the hands of Anderberry. Anderberry will dribble and loses it on the baseline. Extra bounce pass on the inside, and they're going to tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Axtell. So the Wildcats will inbound, and they toss it in on their baseline. They hand it back out for Runge. Runge for three. It's an air ball. And rebounded by Ayton. And across the timeline, going to be Ayton. Ayton will kick on the right side for Jacob Jensen. Jensen falls down, but is able to flip it out for Jacob Olmstead. He'll fire the three. He hits the three. Seven in the game for Jacob Olmstead. And Overton shooting over 50% from the three-point arc, according to my unofficial numbers here. Runge brings it across the timeline. 17-point lead. Ball knocked out of bounds by that tough Overton Eagle defense. It was knocked out of bounds by Olmstead. And right now, the folks wearing blue, they're making all the noise here at Cope Coliseum. Inbounded for Axtell. They get it to Benson. Benson picked up by Ayton, and they'll give it off here on the right side for Miller. Miller kicks in the corner. Here's Anderberry for three. No good. Rebound Olmstead. Olmstead up ahead to Bavard, and Bavard is fouled hard. As he put up the shot, not an intentional foul. It was, but it wasn't a blatant enough foul to call it intentional.
Jeff Miller whistled for his fourth personal foul. I mean, it's intentional. He missed the foul because he had no chance of stopping the layup. But it wasn't blatant enough to have it called that. And right now, Jay Stair just talking to one of the officials, and it was a calm conversation, as well as brief. Bovard will shoot two here. With a minute 15 to go here, third quarter. A quarter dominated by the Eagles. The free throw looks short and is short. Well, Pleasanton can all but pack their bags for the boys' state basketball tournament in Class D2. They lead Sargent 41-20. That game starting the fourth quarter. Here we're a minute 15 away from that. And right now, Overton with a comfortable lead, and they're trying to add to it from the free throw line, and Bavard hits the free throw. He's got six in the game. Runge gets the ball to Miller, and Runge now will bring it across the timeline with a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Off of the screen, takes all the way to the baseline, still has his dribble, now has it in the lane. The fading jumper in and out, no good. Up high for the rebound is Olmstead, and Olmstead looks up court, nothing happening there, so he'll bring the offensive zone. His pass is tipped, but it goes to Aiton, who will fire a three. It's no good, and we got foul on the rebound. That'll be over the back on Overton. So Axtell will inbound it. 51.6 to go here. And the foul was on Bavard. That'll be his second. Bounce pass up ahead, and it's stolen by Bavard. Pass went a little bit too far. Now Bavard gets it up ahead, driving to Zach Olmstead. A little ball fake, lost it, and it goes out of bounds. He had it, and he lost the ball. 45-27, 41 seconds to go. Runge going to direct traffic a little bit, and he'll bounce past it. In for Benson. Benson up ahead for Miller. Miller in the lane, shot, bounces around, no good. Offensive rebound rush, high off glass. That one won't fall. And ending the possession is Jacob Olmstead with the defensive rebound. And he'll give it to Brady Weiss, who still hasn't brought across the timeline. Now he will. They're going to milk the clock here. 20 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. 18-point lead, and they'll give it off right side for Aiton. Aiton well behind the three-point arc. Still hasn't dribbled. He'll get it for Olmstead. Jacob Olmstead, jumper short. Rebound by Lundeen. Lundeen gives it off for Runge. Run three-quarter court shot at the buzzer is no good. So a very productive third quarter for Overton. We head to the fourth, and Overton with a 45-27 lead. We're back after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Unofficially in that third quarter, I had Overton being 4 of 7 from behind the three-point arc. And that's one reason why they outscored Axtell 19-4 in that third quarter. They've opened up the lead. They also have the basketball to start things in the fourth. Loose ball. It's tipped around by Tanner Ryan. Ryan, great hustle to get the ball back out to Aiton and avoid the turnover. Reese has it, top of the key. He'll kick it off on the right side for Zach Olmstead. Zach skips it left side for Cahoy. Aiton Cahoy will get it back out here for Reese, who has the top of the circle. They're trying to set a screen for him, and now the screen comes. A little pick and roll. Reese now will give it up on the right side for Zach Olmstead. Zach skips it out here for Weiss. Weiss will fire a three and hit a three. Why not? Why not? 11 points in the game for Brady Weiss. He's gotten 9 points from behind the arc. He's hit 3 three-pointers.
Pass in underneath for Lundeen, and Lundeen hits it for Axtell here. With the basketball coming up here is Weiss. Weiss will kick on the right side. There's Kahoy, and Kahoy with a long deuce in the baseline. First points of the ball game for Hayden Kahoy. Long pass up ahead here for Benson. Benson, little ball fake, drives the lane. High off glass, good. His first bucket since the first quarter. And Kahoy, being pressured, gets it to Aiden. Up ahead, Eagles with numbers. Layup, good for Tanner Ryan. They broke the press and had numbers on the other end. And it's 52-31 with 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Off the screen, driving is going to be Benson. Benson, low floater, no good. Olmstead with the rebound. Zach works it up ahead. Kahoy in a little bit of trouble, slows it down. They'll get it out for Weiss. And Weiss now, he's really going to collect himself, drive the baseline, bounce pass in the lane, shot no good by Olmstead, and the rebound taken out by Lundeen. Lundeen with five rebounds here in the second half. Quick three by Rundeen, no good, and the rebound by Olmstead. Long pass here for Overton, and they'll kick the ball right back out here for Aiden. And now the Eagles up by 21 points. I would think they'd want to milk the clock a little bit anyway. Weiss will drive the lane. His shot's no good, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds. A couple of Wildcats fought for it, and as a result, they could never grab it. And Runge tried to save it, but he'd already stepped on the baseline. Overton's going to send in some of the regulars back in the battle. Checking in is going to be Bavard. Also come out there, Weiss is going to inbound it. Also checking back in is Jacob Olmstead. In fact, right now it is Jensen out there, the only non-starter for Overton. And they're going to inbound the basketball to Tanner Ryan. So I was proven wrong there. Ryan gives it to a cutter, Jensen. Jensen's layup is no good. And Runge pulls down the rebound. Top of the circle, slipping and passing is Benson. Shot on the inside, no good. Rebound by Tanner Ryan. And Ryan now will just get the ball back out here for Weiss. And he slowly walks it into the offensive zone. He'll kick on the right side for Jensen. He throws in the corner for Ryan. Ryan looks in, and it's picked up by Runge. Bad pass. And that'll be an Overton turnover. And then the ball's knocked out of bounds by Overton as they harass the pass and then run out of room. Runge gives it for Benson. Miller's out there with Anderberry and Lundeen. So Axtell does have all their starters out there right now. Anderberry gives it. Now here's Lundeen. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. First three-pointer of the game here for Eric Lundeen, and that'll cut the lead down to 18. Overton will pass the ball up ahead for Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead right back out here for Weiss, and Weiss is going to direct traffic. Off a screen, they give it for Jacob Jensen. Jensen will drive the baseline and score. He got the ball off of the screen, picked up a screen on the way to the rack, and hit a left-handed layup. That was pretty basketball use of screens there. Runge will drive the lane. His shot's no good, and we got a foul in underneath. A couple of shots on that first shot that was no good. A little block going to be whistled on Jacob Jensen. So here's Runge. He's going to go line and shoot two. He's about a 75% free throw shooter, and his free throw is up and good. 54-35, a 19-point lead with 4:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Second free throw up and good. So Runge hits a couple of free throws, and Overton faces some pressure, but they're handling it very well. They're spreading the floor, and Matthew Aiden just brings it into the offensive zone. Lilly walks it up court, gives it to Jensen in the corner. Everybody cycles through. Jensen looks in. Gives it to Olmstead. Extra pass for Aiton. Aiton on the baseline. Shot no good. Aiton is able to tip it out for Olmstead. Olmstead kicks in the corner. And the three-pointer by Weiss is blocked out of bounds by Jordan Miller. So the Eagles will have to inbound here. And they'll toss the ball in for Jacob Olmstead. And Olmstead, no pressure being put on him. He literally has the ball pinned to his hip. Now he'll dribble a little bit between the circles. Picks up his dribble. dribble, loses the ball. It's tipped into the hands of Bavard, who will drive the baseline. Shot no good by and rebounded by Anderberry. Anderberry slows down, passes up ahead here for Lundin. Lundin will flip it back out for Runge. Runge fading, three, no good. Offensive rebound by Lundin, and Lundin puts it up and in. Long pass up ahead here for Jensen. Jensen in the lane puts up the shot. It's good. So Overton answers right back. They throw that long 60-foot pass on the inbounds, and here comes Miller. Miller will drive the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound by Jacob Olmstead, and here comes Overton. They lead it by 18 with 3 minutes to go. They bring in the offensive zone. Alfred Bavard enters an inside open to Jacob Olmstead, and he'll put it up and in. Overton's offense is on a roll, and they lead by 20 with 2:50 to go. And again, a question I'll ask Jay Stair after the game, which are you happy with, that offense or that defense? Because right now, both are looking good for Overton. A miss, a rebound by Jacob Jensen, and then Jensen is fouled. You know, for example, that third quarter, which number are you happy with? 19 points scored or the four that you gave up? Both of them are pretty good. And now Axtell kind of forced to try to make something happen, maybe commit some fouls and stop the clock and have some free throws. But Bryce Runge just picked up his fourth personal foul on that far sideline. And he's one of the big guns for Axtell. At least he has been tonight. Weiss will get the inbounds, and Weiss is fouled immediately by Carter Rush. Easy to figure out what the strategy is here, because Axtell now, after three quick fouls, will send Overton to the free throw line for a 1-1. And Weiss will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1, the first free throw of the game for him. They are 7 of 8 as a team from the free throw line, and the free throw there is no good. Runge pulls down the bound, and he'll pass it up ahead to Anderberry. Anderberry enters it down low for Rush, and Rush had the ball knocked out of his hands. That'll be a foul, I believe, on Jacob Jensen. No, it's actually going to be on Eaton. That'll be three on Matthew Eaton. And we got a quick 30-second timeout here for Overton. 2:26 to go, fourth quarter, a 20-point lead for the Eagles over the Axtell Wildcats. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, right now, Overton and pretty tall cotton. They lead it by 20 with 2:26 to go here. Four team fouls have been whistled on Axtell. A couple of free throws coming up here by Carter Rush. And Rush hits the free throw. That is only the third free throw attempt of the game here for Axtell. Second free throw was up and no good. And Olmstead up high for the rebound. Jacob Olmstead snags the bound. And he'll start to dribble. And Heath Anderberry will reach across the chest of Jacob Olmstead. And he whistles for the foul. .220 to go here. Probably going to have a little bit of a free throw shooting contest, but Overton has a huge advantage in that from this point on. Free throw was up and good by Olmstead. He's 3 for 3 from the line. Tanner Rhines 2 for 2. Dallas Bavard 1 out of 2. And Matthew Eaton 2 out of 4. Free throw by Olmstead up and good. Got 11 points in the game. Driving now is Runge, and Runge's going to be fouled. Driving the baseline. He'll go to the line and shoot two. After not having too many free throws up to this point, that trend is beginning to change. Weiss has whistled for the foul here. And Runge will have two shots. And his first one is up and good. .12 points in the ball game here for Bryce Runge. Make that 13 as he hits both free throws. And Overton will get the ball in the hands of Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead will be picked up at half court by Heath Anderberry. Off of the screen, here's Olmstead. Olmstead flows it and gets it in underneath, and Ayton had it and had it ripped out of his arms. That'll be a foul. It is the final, where Pleasanton ends the season for Sargent. 47-31, that is the final. And at the free throw line to shoot two here is going to be Matthew Ayton. Check, yeah, it'll be two shots. And the first one is up and good. And checking in, five new players here for Axtell as head coach Andy Klepper is going to concede. And right now the Overton fans are on their feet as well. Sign of respect for their conference rival and also a sense that, you know, if he's up at the bench, we know that we're heading to state. Free throw is up and good for Ayton. And a quick timeout here for Overton. And Coach Dare, I'm sure, is going to be making some substitutions as well. We're going to take a break. We'll tell you who's out on the court when we come right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School for Overton. Up right now is Max Flores, Anthony Fisher, Joel Schaefer, Hayden Cahoy, and Justin Johnson. And we'll get Axtell's for you here in just a moment. In the offensive zone, Mark Lundeen has it. He'll pass it on the right side for Brant Runge. And they cycle through. Post-up move here by Dalton Bergstrom. It is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Joel Schaefer for Overton. And Brant Runge, I think, is another player for Axtell we didn't mention out there. And we'll check who else. Benjamin Nalema is out there as well. Now with it, Flores. And Flores had the ball go off of his shoulders and out of bounds. So that'll be an Overton turnover. Somewhat academic here with our score 62-41. Overton with the lead. Remember, this is a three-point ball game at halftime. And then Overton opened it up in that third quarter. Back and in, Dalton Bergstrom. Bergstrom, good move, can't get the shot to fall, gets a rebound, gets another rebound, and that time he is able to hit the shot. Couple of rebounds for Dalton Bergstrom, and now we have a chance to finish a three-point play. After all that work, he jumped himself right out of his shoes. He has to tie his shoe, and now we'll go to the free throw line and finish a three-point play after the foul by Joel Schaefer. The free throw is up. It's short, and the rebound ripped out of there by Overton. Snagging the ball was Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer will get the bounce pass here for Cahoy. Cahoy throws it in the corner for Anthony Fisher. Minute five to go before they'll cut down the nets here at Cope Coliseum. Nice backdoor cut. Schaefer's going to drive Flores with a good pass. Now he'll spin it back around as he was shut off on the baseline. Cahoy tries to throw it in underneath, trying to get it to Anthony Fisher, and it goes out of bounds. For Axtell, Jacob Jeldon going to check in. And 47 seconds left in the season here for Axtell, and about that much time for Overton. Starts heading to Lincoln. Jeldon had the ball knocked out of his hands by Cahoy. And then coming up with the ball is going to be Cahoy, but I think they tie it up. So that'll be a jump ball. Axtell, successful season, but going to come up a little bit short here off the inbounds, a little turnover. So for Axtell, they're going to lose the services of Keith Anderberry and Bryce Runge, Eric Lundeen, and Carter Rush. But they've got a pretty good nucleus coming back. Shot on the inside, no good. Schaefer pulls down the rebound, and with 23 seconds left, Overton just going to dribble around with it a little bit. With the dribble is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy gets in the hands of Flores. 13 seconds left before Lincoln. With the basketball is Cahoy. Cahoy, no five-second count going on, gets it to Flores, and Flores with the dribble as Overton heads to Lincoln.
There is your final score. It is Overton 62 and Axtell 43. Congratulations to the Wildcats on a great season. And a double dose of congratulations to the Overton Eagles, who will be heading to the boys' basketball tournament in Lincoln with a 62-43 win over Axtell. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the scoring for both teams. We're also going to attempt to talk to both Axtell head coach Andy Klepper and Overton head coach Jay Stair. We'll do that when we come back with the MISCO Sports Postgame Report right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Best of luck to the Axtell Wildcats from all of us at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance of Axtell.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Cold Calls in, as it is Overton with a 62-43 win over the Axtell Wildcats. Again, a great effort tonight for Axtell. They were down by only three at intermission. And just that third quarter really opened up here nicely from the perspective of the Overton Eagles as they come up and just kind of dominate things in that fourth quarter. And so now 13-10, that is how Axtell will end the season. And let's take a look at the numbers here for the Wildcats. A couple players in double figures tonight. Brooks Runke finished with 13 points in the ballgame. Eric Lundeen also with 13. 6 points, Brandon Benson, two for Jordan Miller, and 5 points off the bench for Carter Rush. And again, as we mentioned at halftime, it was a three-point ball game. It was 26-23 Overton with that lead. But then Axtell scored only 4 points in the third quarter as the Eagles were able to really open things up. And they win this by a final score of 62-43. You are listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. MISCO Sports Incorporated, Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. They've got a great selection of apparel for getting your kid geared up for youth wrestling. They got brand Asics, Brute, Mattman, Adidas. They've got singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, and shoes. You can buy all your athletic apparel with names like Nike, Adidas, Mizzou, and a whole lot more. And whatever you need to get equipped for the spring sports season, they've got it for you. And, of course, a great selection of Husker and Pro Team apparel at MISCO's now in the downtown Kearney Center. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers for the Eagles and hopefully talk with the coaches. We'll do that right after this.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Best of luck to the Axtell Wildcats from all of us at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance of Axtell.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Once again, our final score, it's Overton 62, Axtell 43. The Eagles now will be heading to the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. As they pick up win number 19 on the season, they are now 19-4 on the year. Let's take a look at the numbers. Very balanced scoring, which is really what you come to expect from Overton.
over the years. Jacob Olmstead finished with 11. Grady Weiss finished with 11 points as well. 10 points for Matthew Aiden. 6 for Dallas Bavard. 8 points for Jacob Jensen. 8 points for Zach Olmstead. 6 off the bench for Tanner Ryan. And Hayden Cahoy finished with 2 points off the bench as well. Once again, our final 62-43. And kind enough to join us in defeat is Axtell head coach Andy Klepper. And first of all, Coach, you have to really be proud of the effort. Your kids left it out on the court tonight.
Yeah, I told our group, just great effort. We were with them for one half. All year we've had one quarter that just really gets us, and tonight it was the third quarter. But, yeah, we battled the whole game. It just, they made more shots than we did tonight, so they're a good team.
And unfortunately for you, you had some stretches where you kind of ran with them. They'd score, you'd score, and you went tooth and nail. What was it about the third quarter that slowed you guys down offensively? You finished with only 4 points in the quarter.
Well, not to make any excuses, Bryce ended up breaking his toe, and he gutted it out. Got to give him credit. He wasn't in the start of the second half. It kind of seemed to phase us just a little bit, knowing, he was a little dinged up, and he wasn't out there with us just at the start. I think maybe that played a little bit on the emotional side for us. But not to make excuses, their defense was really great tonight. And then they had got step up. Brady was on fire from threes, so you got to give them credit. They're a good team.
And just one of the times once they get on fire, it's kind of hard to put it out defensively.
Yeah, it really is. Momentum in high school basketball, team gets it. It's hard to get it back.
Again, you guys really kind of went toe-to-toe with them. They started with a 5-0 lead. They started off and looked pretty good. And then you guys were able to come back and answer back in that first quarter. And I think that really kind of set a tone where you just clearly weren't scared again about these guys.
Right. Well, we played them 3 times. I think our kids know them, know their tendencies. It was just really a matter of them, their defensive pressure maybe got to us just a little bit. And then, like I said, they hit a ton of shots tonight, shot much better percentage than we did.
Well, you rebounded pretty well in that first half, but it seemed like in that third quarter, you couldn't even grab the ball. I mean, just everything just kind of really eroded away from you in that third quarter.
Yeah, and that's like I said, we've had that quarter. It doesn't matter if we're playing Overton or anybody else. We've had that one quarter all year just kind of get us. And at times we can, kind of make it work for us, but tonight we just couldn't.
Yeah, you take a look at your team, and you got a pretty good nucleus coming back, a sophomore, a junior out there starting, and the guys coming off the bench. Tough to say goodbye to your seniors. Talk a little bit about what you're losing and then what the future looks like for you guys.
Well, we're losing a lot of our size. Carter 6'4", Eric 6'3", Bryce is, probably 6'2". So we lose all of our size. Next year we'll just have to be a little bit quicker. We lose a lot of scoring from Bryce, obviously, a lot of ball handling from him. But then just the shooting, even from Eric, he's got a really good shot. And then we lose a lot of rebounding just in general from all 3 of those guys, Carter, Eric, and Bryce.
That's just the nature of the beast. You hate to say goodbye to these young men, but it happens to every team every year. And, next year, tough act to kind of follow here a little bit. You guys have had some success, but, as you say, there's some good faces out there coming back.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. We got plenty of experience coming back. A couple of the guys who have been playing didn't play tonight. So we have more experience maybe than what people think coming up.
Well, Andy Klepper, head coach of Axtell, really appreciate the time. Great effort tonight. Congratulations on the season.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, and appreciate you joining us. Once again, your final 62-43, Overton with the win over Axtell. We're going to take a break, hopefully talk with Jace Thayer of the Eagles. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School. A final in this one of 62-43 as Overton picks up a 19-point win over Axtell. And again, a couple of numbers you can kind of look at. These aren't the only differences in the game, certainly, but Overton 7 of 12 from behind the three-point arc in the ball game. Unofficially, I have Axtell also with 12 attempts, but they hit only two. So an extra 15 points from behind the arc here for Overton. But much of that came when they were in the flow of their offense, really were moving the ball around very effectively, played good defense, and they really kind of set up their offense. And as you heard from Axtell head coach Andy Klepper, when they were kind of building their momentum, and basketball certainly is a huge game of momentum, and that momentum certainly swung to Overton's direction in that third quarter. And as a result, they hold the Wildcats to only 4 points in that third quarter, as they outscored Axtell in that third quarter by a count of 19-4 in that third quarter, and that's what really opened the game. And now joining us to talk about that and a whole lot more is Overton head coach Jay Stair. First of all, Coach, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Randy. Glad that's over with.
Is it tough to play the same team three times?
I think so. I mean, just because you know everybody so well, you know what each other's going to do, and you know, on top of that, it's a conference foe, and everybody knows what you're going to do. They threw a couple of different things at us today. They took away our inside game that has hurt them the last two games, and they did a good job of that. I was just happy that other kids stepped up. Obviously, the Weiss kid making some shots for us, and when those three-pointers are going down, everybody looks like they're outstanding basketball players, but those were big shots for us because it kept extending the lead, and they weren't able to, you know, cut into our lead very much. But, you know, three times, and Overton Axtell is a very it's not a bitter rivalry, if you will, but it's a respectful rivalry that everybody knows that you're going to get the other team's best, and, you know, it just happened to be Axtell. But like I said, we're fortunate to come out with a win, and I'm glad we did.
You mentioned that they kind of took away your inside game, and when that happens, a lot of times people force shots on the outside. I thought every one of the times your young men fired a three, it was a good look at the basket.
Yeah, they were good with that. You know, we still try to get the ball inside when we can. They did a good job of collapsing, like you said. But, you know, we've had guys with experience. You know, Brady didn't get to play the last game. You know, he had to sit out the Elm Creek sub-district game because he was sick. And, you know, I don't know if he wanted to make amends for that, but, you know, he found a shot. And Matt Ayton hit some big three-pointers. I think he had 2 3-pointers against us, played well. Dallas Bavard hit a three-pointer, you know, and we obviously had a couple more kids hit some threes. But, you know, like you said, they were good shots. It wasn't that they were forced threes. If maybe one that I can think of, but, you know, my mind's kind of blurry right now, but it's like you said, I agree with you. They were good shots, and they timed it right, and I don't know if they planned on doing that or not, but I'm glad they did.
You outscored Axtell in that third quarter 19-4. Which one of those two numbers are you proudest of, holding them to four or scoring 19 against a pretty good team?
The four, by far, you know. And even if we score 5 points or 6 points there, you know, we're still ahead by 7 or 8 points. You know, holding them to 4 points against a team that's been shooting well the last couple games and a team that's been playing their best basketball, I think, right now, and holding them to 4 points after giving up 23 in the first half, I think that's the best thing. You know, and that's the first thing I said to them at the end of the third quarter. I'm like, fellas, I go, you just gave up 4 points. That's it. Now we're back to where we need to be, and now let's just continue what we've been doing, and everything else will run its course.
Let's obviously, you don't know who you're going to play, but let's talk just kind of in general what you're going to face down in Lincoln. Obviously, you got a team that's got a fair amount of experience playing in the state finals last year. How do you feel about this team heading into the tournament?
I like it just for the fact that I don't think, you know, a lot of teams are looking at us. I told the kids there at the break after, you know, we that last meeting that we had, that, you know, I think the hard part's over with. you know, you get to go down there, you're rewarded, but we don't want to be satisfied, and I don't think our kids are. You know, I think they got to where they want to be. Now they can relax and play basketball like they need to. And, you know, I looking forward to going down there. I think the guys are, the experience helps. And we've talked about it. If we would win, thinking about the teams that were there last year in Class D1, if Randolph wins and Sandhill Stedford win, there's three. We were there last year. We were runner-up, and I think that will help our kids a lot, just because we've had a lot of kids play down there, and you know, we have a couple freshmen. But I think it's good. I think our kids are going to be ready, you know, and we're going to prepare business-like like we did last year, going down and trying to win as many games as we can.
Well, and we hope you get that done, Coach. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, Randy. Thank you guys for the coverage.
My pleasure, Jay. Thank you. Jay Stair, the head basketball coach at Overton, taking his Eagles back to the state basketball tournament with a 62-43 win over Axtell. And that's going to do it for us. Next time you hear basketball on the radio here on ESPN 1460 High School Basketball, it will be the girls' state basketball tournament going on this week in Lincoln. Remember that all six state championship games will be here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on Saturday.